What is up, everybody? It's Drew, and it is time for the Daily Replay for Monday, September 9th of 2019. It was a very, very busy weekend in sports as we had college football and the NFL both back for the first time in a long time. We'll get to that, but first, some other news in the world of sports. The U.S. Open has concluded now in the world of tennis. Bianca Andreescu wins the U.S. Open's Women's Cup over Serena Williams in two straight sets. She's the first Canadian major winner ever. Pretty incredible story. Quite a very young player who's probably going to win a lot more majors in her career. Serena Williams still stuck at 23 wins. She is looking for number 24 in the world of majors to tie that record. Over on the men's side, Rafael Nadal defeats Medvedev in a 5-set thriller. Nadal went up 2-0 in sets, and then Medvedev pulled off the second two, looking for that reverse sweep, and it came down to 6-4 in the fifth set. So quite a match there. It was great if you were watching it. Congrats to Nadal, one of the all-time greats. Moving over into the Basketball World Cup, the U.S. beat Greece and Giannis 69-52. In their second-round matchup, they can clinch their spot in the quarterfinals on Monday, either with a win or with Greece beating the Czech Republic, or a three-way tie of some sort. I don't fully understand their table. We'll see what happens. I know the U.S. are supposed to hear about Jason Tatum on Monday. They may be getting him back. They have done okay without him, but reinforcements are always a good thing. In the world of baseball, the Houston Astros crushed the Seattle Mariners 21-1 behind Garrett Cole's 15 strikeouts on his 29th birthday. That is his third start in a row with 14 or more strikeouts, which is an incredible streak. He has the most strikeouts in the American League, and he is only, the most strikeouts in the league, and then he is just behind his teammate Justin Verlander in terms of ERA. Talk about having an incredible year. The Astros, once again, very, very dangerous. Let's move into college football and recap some of the biggest stories from the weekend. Number 6, LSU goes into Austin and beats Texas 45-38 in a spectacular, high-scoring, entertaining game. Both of these teams host great young quarterbacks, defenses that can make plays when they need to, not all the time, as you can tell from the scoreline. But overall, a very, very entertaining game for two teams that are going to be very good this year. Number 7, Michigan just barely escaped Army in overtime, 24-21. Army had a chance to win the game at the end of regulation, but missed a 50-yard field goal. Michigan getting very, very lucky here. Going to have to clean up a lot of stuff on their offense, as the defense clearly did just fine holding Army to just 3 touchdowns. That offense is a wreck. Harbaugh, you're going to have to get your stuff together, or this could be it for you this year. Cal pulls off a stunner over number 14 Washington with 8 seconds left, kicking a field goal then to win at 20-19. Maryland pulled off a major smoke show over Syracuse, who was ranked number 21 at the time, 63-20. Now, everyone wondered last week after Maryland hung 72 on Howard if they were the real deal or if it was just because it was Howard. I think they're the real deal, or at the very least, Syracuse was massively overrated. Only time will tell, but whew, quite a showing there. USC routed number 23 Stanford 45-20 behind a record-breaking debut by freshman Keaton Slovis, the new quarterback, and I'm assuming quarterback moving forward forever and ever for USC. Put up some spectacular numbers and just didn't slow down, and Stanford just could not handle him. They're definitely going to be worth watching this kid and see what he does next. And then Colorado pulls off a win over number 25 Nebraska in overtime, 34-31. We now have the new top 25 out. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia remain the same at 1, 2, and 3. LSU moves up to number 4 after that win over number 9 Texas. It goes Oklahoma 5, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Auburn, Florida, Michigan, rounding out the top 10. I don't know how Michigan only fell 3 spots, whatever. Utah at 11, Texas down to 12 at 1-1. Yeah, I think you get to stay in the top 25 when your loss was to a team that's ahead of you that's now number 4. Penn State, Wisconsin, Oregon, top 15. Texas A&M, UCF, Michigan State, Iowa, Washington State, rounding out the top 20. Moving into the top 25, and at number 21 is Maryland now, after that just destruction of Syracuse. Boise State, 22. Washington drops down to 23. We'll see if they end up falling out here in a bit. USC up to number 24 after previously being unranked, and Virginia at number 25. And then we had some NFL action, and we'll get more of a total rundown of that after all the games complete as I record right now. the Patriots and the Steelers are playing, and we still have Monday night games to go. But first, just a little bit of news. Antonio Brown is now a New England Patriot. Yeah, I don't know how that happened either. Guy throws a fit, is a total jerk, blows off his teammates in Oakland, who he promised at his introductory news conference to be a good teammate and to help this team. Liar. So somehow gets rewarded by getting to play for what is clearly the premier franchise in the NFL, where he has to go do zero work, do zero kind of leadership, and just show up, and he gets to win games. Yeah, feel real bad for you, Antonio Brown. Here's hoping that nothing good comes from this season for you. Nick Foles is out indefinitely with a broken clavicle down in Jacksonville. It was a bit of a surprising reveal, though, when Gardner Minshew came in, a sixth-round rookie, who put up some impressive numbers, completed 13 passes in a row, I believe, before finally having an incomplete. Averaged more than 10 yards per attempt and had 2 touchdowns. The Jags might be able to write that one out. Nick Foles, we don't know when he's going to be back. They paid him a lot of money, though, so you know when he comes back, he's going to get a shot at that starter job. But all in all, I don't think quarterback is going to be the issues for the Jags this year. On the other side, Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs, who the Jags were playing, also has a clavicle injury. It wasn't very well clarified, only that he wasn't going to need surgery, and I guess it's not broken. They're saying he's going to be out for a few weeks. I'm guessing more information will come out about that in the next couple days. The Chiefs did hang on. The Chiefs did beat the Jags pretty handily, but both teams going to have some issues moving forward. The Cowboys handled the Giants 35-17 at home. Dak Prescott putting up incredible numbers. 405 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, definitely showing why he deserves the pay raise that is going to be coming in the next few weeks, I am sure. Ezekiel Elliott had 10 carries, a couple receptions, not the center of the offense in this game, very clearly still a centerpiece for this offense as the way they paid him, but Cowboys showed off all those receiving weapons and showed off why Dak is going to be worth that money. Kyler Murray made his debut for the Arizona Cardinals. He started off very rough, completing about a third of his passes until we got into the fourth quarter when something finally clicked for the young man. Ended up completing over 50% of his passes. Completed as many passes, actually, as Matthew Stafford in that game, leading them to a comeback rally. Ended up in a tie. Never how you want to start a season. I guess it's better than a loss. But Kyler Murray showing why he was the number one overall pick and that there is definitely something special there. Speaking of something special, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens absolutely crushed Miami 49-10. I believe the Ravens had 42 points going into halftime. They clearly slowed down a little bit. Heck, even RG3 got to get in and play some quarterback and throw a touchdown, which is awesome for him. It's been quite a while since he's got to do that. We're very happy for him, but Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdown passes on the day, plus showing off his legs. Mark Ingram had an incredible day. Yes, it was against Miami, who consists mainly of practice squad players at this point, but the Ravens showing that they do have something special brewing on that offense, and that defense is going to be a problem for people. And then we'll just cover one more for now, the Browns. Very hotly anticipated. Everyone was ready for this new look Browns to come out and do something different. Except that they didn't. They lost their opening game for the 15th year in a row. They were flagged 18 times, and they lost to the Titans 43-13. Tennessee came out looking good and strong. The Browns definitely helped the Titans beat them, though. That wasn't just purely Titans talent and game plan. So Browns are going to have to figure some stuff out. Greg Johnson got a ace. I mean, this is just stuff that's not acceptable. Freddie Kitchens, you got to get some stuff cleaned up. We'll give a more complete rundown of NFL scores and standings after week one once all those games are concluded. That is it for today's daily replay, rather weekend update on the daily replay. I hope you all have a fantastic week, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Bye.